Carrie. Cat was muttering curses when we heard another car approaching and turned to watch a long, low BMW convertible glide into the drive. The convertible was red gold in the sunlight, the top down.
Well, look at that,
Jack said softly. The BMW came to a stop not far from where he had parked, and two men got out. The driver was over 6 feet tall and broad-shouldered, dressed in a dark blue blazer and gray slacks, and the passenger, inches shorter and much lighter weight, wore a windbreaker and jeans. He led the way to our group and went straight to Cat.
Ms. Thorne? Carrie Scanlon. That's Leo,
he said, jerking his thumb toward his companion.
I'm supposed to let you in.
Cat stepped forward to shake his hand and motioned toward Jack and me with the same kind of casual disregard he had shown his driver. I'm happy to meet you, Mr. Scanlon. My assistants. After we unload the equipment, we can move our rig. He glanced over us, then back to me for a beat or two too long, an uncomfortable examination.
No point in moving,
he said, turning back to Cat.
It's closed on Mondays. No one will be coming. I've watched your videos. They're good. Impressive.
He went to the locked door and tried a key or two before he found the right one.
I'll make sure things are okay. Lights on. Whatever you need.
As we carried Cat's gear into the museum, he stood aside and watched with interest. Cat had pulled out the stops for this event, bringing nearly everything portable. As Carrie Scanlon studied the equipment, I studied him. We had expected Stephen Granville to meet us or to send someone, not Carrie Scanlon. There was little resemblance to his father. He had thick, wavy, dark brown hair, much wind-tousled, deep-set dark blue eyes, heavy, straight eyebrows.